We are on Daf, Tzadik Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara had asked a stira from the Mishnah and the Baraisa. A stira bedivrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that there was a person who was mevayish anisha, sporas roisha. He wanted a pater himself because there was a maisa that she herself was also pora es roisha for an iser shemen. So we see this busha doesn't mean anything to her. She is mevaza herself for a kleinekeit. So Rabbi Kiva told him, Lo yamar taklum, achoivo ba'atzmo yafal pi she'ine rashoi potter. Even though this woman had no right to do what she had done, there's no chiyuv tashlumim. But acherim shechov lo boy chayoven. But someone else does it, is a chiyuv tashlumim. In the Baraisa, we find a different lashon of Rabbi Kiva. There it says, Rabbi Kiva told him, Odom rashoi lechabel ba'atzmai. A person is permitted to be mechabel himself. So Memela, therefore, whatever she did, she was permitted to do. But you can't compare your actions to her actions because you were not permitted to be chayvel her. So we have here Astira, the Barais and the Mishneh, the Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So far we had learned, the Gemara had said one teretz, that the Mishnah is speaking about Dinei Chavole. Chavole, a person has no right to be Chavol himself. And the Barais is speaking about Boishes, and the person is permitted to be Mevayish himself. So let us continue with the Sugya. Bahasanya, 6 lines from the top. We learned that Baraisa, Yochel Nishba Lohora Ba'atzmoy Vlohora Yehipoto. I would have a havamina if a person swore a shvue Lohora Ba'atzmoy to be Meiria himself, Vlohora, and he wasn't Mekayim the shvue. I would think he's potter from the Chiyuve Shvue. I would think he's potter. Why should he be potter? Because he swore to do something that he was not permitted to do. B'chinav nishba levatel as ha-mitzvahs, he's mushba v'aymit mar Sinai, the shvuah isn't chal. So the Baraisa says it's not true. Talmud loyma lahora oy lahaytiv. In the parsha of shvuah biti, it says lahora oy lahaytiv. And we learn out from this hekish, ma'atova rishus, afharo rishus, ovi nishba lohora ba'atzmoy v'loyhora. And the Baraisa learns out from the hekish, we don't have to go into the complexities of the hekish, that's the whole sugi and shvuis, but the Baraisa learns out from the hekish that if a person swore lohora la'atzmoy, he is Rishus Lahora La'atzmoy, and therefore the Shvu is Chal, it's not Nishba Levatel as HaMitzvahs. So we see an often a Baraisa that says that a person is permitted Lahora La'atzmoy. The more understood that means Lachbil Ba'atzmoy. So now we have Akasha. You told me that the Mishnah that says that a person doesn't have Rishus but he's not allowed to. So you told me by Chavola, a person does not have a rishus to be chayvul ba'atzmoy. And here there's an often a beraisa that says a person has rishus lahora la'atzmoy. The Gemara understood that means lachbel ba'atzmoy. Omar Shmuel be'eshev betaynis. So Shmuel said, "Not you." That you're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. That what the Baraisa says, one has reshus lahora la'atmoi, does not mean lachbel ba'atmoi. Lachbel ba'atmoi, to make a chavola, a person doesn't have reshus. The Baraisa speaking about lahora la'atmoi, he'll be misane. That a person has reshus to be misane, to fast, and to eat one day. So mamela, so it's no stire. That's called amidi de reshus, that a person is permitted to do. But lachbel ba'atzmai, a person is also to do. This is the chavosa igabi haros acherem. So the Gemara says, but if we'll go into this baraisa, the baraisa says as follows. Lahora la'atzmai, he has reshus. So the shvu is chal. Lahora la'acherem, he does not have reshus, so the shvu is not chal. If a person made a shvu, the shvu isn't chal, and therefore he's not responsible for not being mekayim the shvu. So if you learn lahora la'atzmai means lachbel ba'atzmai, so we understand lachbel ba'atzmai has reshus, lachbel ba'cherim he doesn't have reshus. But if you learn lahora la'atzmai means leishay betaynes, so how could you have such a concept, lahora lacherem, to make others fast? How can you make others fast? The chavosei gabei haroas acherem leishivom betaynis, to make others, you made a shvua that'll make others fast. And the Braisa tells us that shvua is not chal, acherem imoisim lo betanisa. It's possible to make someone else fast. Smo says, and yet, the mehadik lei bandrunya, you lock him up in the room without food. You can make such a shvua that I'm making a shvua. I'll lock up this person in the room and then make sure there's no food in the room and I'll make him fast. But then that's what the Baraisa is speaking about. The Baraisa is speaking about tainis. Lahora la'atmei betainis the shvua is chal. Lahora la'acherem betainis the shvua is not chal. So the Gemara says, that's very nice, but we learned the Baraisa explains this halacha differently. Vosanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Eizoi hi haros acherim. What is the case of haros acherim that the shvua is not chal? Ake ploini ve'efze es moichai. So the Baraisa says that haros acherim means he'll be chayvul. Ake ploini ve'efze es moichai. So memela, if that's the type of haros acherim, which is not chal, so aros atzmi, atzmi means akes atzmi, ve'efzas moichi. That's the taitch of aros atzmi. And the shvua is chal, and it's called amidi de reshus. So you see clearly from this beraisa that one is permitted lachbel ba'atzmi. Now we have a kash on the Mishnah. Rabbi Kivi said a person is einei reshoi lachbel ba'atzmi. The beraisa says clearly that a person is permitted lachbel ba'atzmai. So the Gemara answers, Elo, you're right. Tanoihi, you're right. This Baraisa holds clearly that you're permitted lachbel ba'atzmai. The Baraisa, our Mishnah that says, that ein adam rashay lach va batn is a machlokes, it's a machlokes tanoi. The ikel laman de yomar ein adam rashay lach va batzmoy. The keman de yomar adam rashay lach va batz. Fine, it's a machlokes tanoi. We'll see. Just let's go a little bit further in the Gemara, and we'll see that Taisus explains. So now that the Gemara was noches, that there's a machlokes tanoim in this nekudim. So now we can fa'emfer the stir and the mission and the baraisa differently. We can say, in the mission it says, ein odom rashoi lachbel ba'atzmoi. And the baraisa says, odom rashoi, the same Rabbi Kiva, odom rashoi lachbel ba'atzmoi. So fakert, it's a machloik, it's tanoim, alim with the Rabbi Kiva, what Rabbi Kiva held? The mission holds it's also lachbel ba'atzmoi. The baraisa held that it's muta lachbel ba'atzmoi. So the Gemara asked, man tane the shametlei da omar ein odom rashoi lachbel ba'atzmai. Who is the tane that holds ein odom rashoi lachbel ba'atzmai? Who is this tane? He wanted to know, our Mishnah says that Ein Odom Rashoi, who is this Tana? We found a Tana that holds Odom Rashoi. Who is the Tana that holds Ein Odom Rashoi Lach Bobat? Ilema Hai Tana Hu Desanya. Maybe it's this Tana. We learned about Raisa. Va'ach es dimchem l'navshei seichem edroish. And what is pshat in this posik? Rabbi Elazar Omer, miyad navshei seichem edroish es dimchem. That if a person kills himself, the Rabbeinu Shalom will be doirish minavshei for this pula, miyad navshei seichem edroish es dimchem. So you see, from this Baraisa, a person is not a balabos on himself. He's not a balabos on his goof. He cannot do to himself whatever he wants to do. So this Tana holds that, osalodom lachbo batzma. So Mal says, no, there's no raya from Rabbi Loza. Vidulme ktolo shani. And here this person is speaking about killing oneself, committing suicide. That, here you see a Tana that holds that he's not permitted, but could be to be choyvel ba'atmoy, could be you don't see from this Tana. Elahai Tana, Simol says, a different Tana. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Mikarin al-Hameis. A person is permitted, perhaps there's a chiyo, to be kerei al-Hameis. V'loi mi darkei amoiri. So the Miri says, v'ein boze mishum darkei amoiri. Don't think a kriya al hameis is mi darkei amoiri. No, one is permitted to be kriya al hameis. Omar Rabbi Olozo, shamati shame kriya al hameis yaisa midai. What if a person will be mekareya yaisa midai? What should yaisa midai? Will be kereya many begodim. His tzar is so great, so he'll be kereya many begodim alameis. Oiva mishum bal tashchis. Oiva mishum bal tashchis. That means you're destroying your begodim. It's my begodim, so why can I destroy it? So you see from Rabbi Loza, you're a bailam on your begodim, but you're not a bailam to destroy your begodim. So we see your bailus is mugbul. V'kosh ken gufay. So if you're begodim, you have no right to destroy. Savad givish your guf, you're not allowed to destroy, to make ashchos in your guf. So from here, the Gemara wants to learn now from this Rabbi Loza, that Rabbi Loza holds also lodom lachpel ba'atzmai. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi and Taisa. Rashi ma tova reshus b'shvuis meforish leilekro dele metukim elo bedvar ha-reshus de chavosei gabi aros acherem de ktoni hosom yochol nishba lohore lacherem. The Gemara says, what be nishba lohore acherem b'loi oso yechayiv tamaloyma lohore lehetiv ma tova reshus memele in lohore acherem, he doesn't have reshus. Tomorrow says, if it's speaking about kindness, how could you make a shvur, you'll make others fast? The Mavik lay soigron becheder, he locks them in the room, bein lem alechel. So tomorrow, the Boderai, you know, there's another braisa that says, klo lo haro means efza smoiche, the nam sheisechem edrish, miyad atmechem edrish. Elo tanoihi, kloima, Rabbi Kiva de Masnissen, Rabbi Kiva de Bereise, Pligi. So now the Gemara, since we see clearly that there's a machlikis, there are matirim that hold on as mutalach bobatmai, so we'll say Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Bereise, Pligi. Bishinuyi de la lesno. Now there's no difference between Boishis and Chavola, the one that holds that it's muta, everything is muta, the one holds that's us, everything is us. The way I said pshat, I said Absalom is in a new pshat in the Gemara, which is not so mucha from the Gemara. That the Gemara, when the Gemara is saying, now Tanoi, the Gemara is coming to tell us that the Baraisa and the Mishnah is a machloikes tanoim. Hashte niche de mishim doma trei tanoi va alive de Rabbi Kiva, kaboi mantane de masnis in doma alive de Rabbi Kiva no de Moshe lach babatmi. So we have a Mishnah, so now we want to get introduced, who is this Tana who holds like the Mishnah, is doma the Mishnah is the Ika, that ain't no de Moshe lach babatmi. Who is this Tana? Elo haitanu de sanye mekare. So, the Gemara brings a bereise. Rabbi Lozer said, one is not permitted to be mekareya yoisa midai. And if you're not like mekareya begod of yoisa midai, avadi gevish, you're not allowed to be choyvul ba'atzmoy. So, mamela, that's the tanda that holds also lachbo ba'atzmoy. Ve'im toima, Fraktoises, wo meis halke deiter haschte. Chi al zetzoch lohovi raie de mekareye begodim oive mishum bal tashchit. I don't understand. We found the psa amitziye, we found Rabbi Lozor that says that one is not permitted to be mekareya yoisa midai. So me mele, oh, so, na, it's a kalpohoim, a madach begodim, kolshkein gufoi. And you need a bereise that is an issa of Baal Tashchis. You learn Chumash. The posik of the others want to say that there's no malchus. There's two girsois over here. Loike mishum Baal Tashchis. That's what's in our Gemara. And on the side it says oive mishum Baal Tashchis. Taisis also was geiris oiver mishum bal tashris. So others want to say that the emesin, why aren't you like it? Could be it's an isser di reise. Why aren't you like it? You're not like it because the love is leisichais. The love is leisichais. So the tzuris halav is krise. The love is not leisashris. That's a reason for the leisichais. But Oisai Leisichais is the lab, so the Tzuris Alav is Dafka with Krise, if you're Kairis Eitzim. That's the lab, but we learn out that who would in any other Ashkos is also, because that's the reason of the lab. So Al Kaponim, so Taisa says, so you have to prove that there's an Isar Ashkos, and you want to make a Kalpachim. But Oimari, Dein Mei Viraya Elisha, also Lachbel Afilu Litzayre. He says, no, Asugi is talking about, we're speaking about a unique type of chavole. Kigoy isha shetofcha al roisha. We had in the Mishnah, we had an isha that there was some shemen al pesach atzeira, and she wanted very much to smear this oil on her hair. So mamela, she uncovered her hair. So mitzad echad, she was mevayish es atzma, she uncovered her hair barabe, but mitzad acher, she did it for a tzairach, not stamazoi. So we have here a combination of abusha litzairach. V'chein ahi da'ach es dimchem shahoreges atzmoi bishvil shum dobor sheyore chemekerei ala meis zeu l'tzoyre. I'd like to shtelzach and this teisviz. We have here a mirdike teisviz. The Yam Shoshleime made Merdik, the Yukim from the Stasis. I'd like to say over a chalik of what the Yam Shoshleime said. Taisvis tells us that Asugia is speaking about a chavole, a shchose, a rige, that is done for a purpose, for a tzairich. And that's what Asugia is speaking about, afal pikein, it is also. Now, Taisa says, Ach es dimchem, which we're bringing the memory of Rabbi Lozor, is speaking about שהורק אס עצמוי בשביל שום דובו שיורי. He was afraid, and that's why he killed himself. זאת פיים של שלוימה, as follows, מוירי דיקי חידושים, ונראה, אפילו אם נתבס בידי גויים, he was captured by גויים, ומס יורי, and he's afraid, שלוינו אויסוי, they might torture him, עד שיעבי דבי דזור. They'll make him, they'll torture him. And therefore, that's what he's afraid of. He's afraid he won't be able to be soivel the inuyim, and he'll end up by being an oivet abay dezore. That's what Taisva says, mikom okim lo yomis es atzmai. He's not permitted to kill himself. V'yizbel kol einuyim lefi koichai. They'll torture him. He should be soivel it. What's going to be? V'avol etayir mesayim lo. We have a avtoche of the Amshul Shloime, you do the right thing, the Benishom help. V'ula yucha lekabel inuyim, he'll be able to be saved with inuyim. V'ho chazina, the Rabbi Kiva yisirkin es besorei v'masreike shel barzel. They tortured Rabbi Kiva also. V'om al kol yomei ha'yisi mitztair ha'posik ze, e'mos ha'yovi l'yodi v'aykemenu. So he has no right to kill himself because of this. This is a gewaltig hizchus. Rabbi Kiva was a mespalo for this kol yomo. Then he says, V'gam kein ein derech malchus lanoi soise et sheyaved avedezor. Usually he says that won't be the case, that he'll be tortured to be an oved avedezor. Aladonim Oisa, if he won't do it, Oy Bisraif, Oy Bemisa Chamure. They'll kill him. Vim Ken Yehorig, Val Yavo. So there you have enough of the din. He's not killing himself. There is a din. They're telling him either be an Oyvid of Aydezor or get killed. So we have enough in Aloche. Yehorig, Val Yavo. But he himself should kill himself. He's not permitted. וכן מוצינו בהד יגבי חנינה בן טרדיה, he brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that they first put Sfugim, and then they put it on his goof, and then they put wrapped a Sefer Torah around him, and then they kindled the Sefer Torah, and it was a torturous Misa. Omru loy Talmidov, Rebbe Psach Picho, V'tachnis boi ha'esh v'teitze nishmoscha b'mheiri. Should open up your mouth and the fire should go in and then the misa will be much quicker. Omar, so Rav Chanina ben Tradyin said, muto v'shiyitleno mishe nosno. The Rabbi Nishlom who gave me my life, he should take it away. Bal yachpol ba'atzmi. I should be memayer my misa. He didn't want to do this. Avol bikeish meacherim lekarabisa. That he did. He told the goy to be mekar, but he himself, he shlichus lakum, main some mail that he could do. But he himself should be mekar of misosoi. That he's not permitted to do. Zot yam shoshloi mevaita umikol mokay. Imis yorei shelo ya'anu oisoi al yehudim acherim v'yeyovdu chas v'sholim kama nefoshis mi Yisrael shema'anin yehudi echad al dvar sheker al haklal. That means they're going to force him, that he's going to be made in court, that all these Yidin are spies, they're against the government, whatever it is. And he knows he won't be able to be saved these inuyim, and he'll have to do it. Mutala. So then, it's possible for him to commit suicide, he's allowed to commit suicide. Why? Because it's better that he should die, than they'll kill thousands of Eden. So Memela. So then, it's better that he should die. V'ulai. Shol kiven alzeh. Maybe that was pshat and shol. What was the mash? Shol also killed himself. Shol held Im yipol chai b'yodo. What's going to happen if they're going to capture him alive? Yisal l'boy. So they'll start torturing him. V'yano oisai. And they'll be torturing him. Umestame. B'nei Yisrael einam yechaylam lirais v'lishmaya b'tzoras ha-melech. Kai is all here, never such a zach. They captured Shaul and they're torturing him. V'layamdu al nafshem milinkaim nikmose. So they'll start going and taking a comet. V'yiplu kamo revovois me Yisrael v'hu kva yoda shenigzolo gzeirish le'yimolik me. That means they'll try to rescue him. And they won't be successful because they heard the Nebuah from Shmuel that he's going to die. And they don't know this. And they're going to try to rescue him and they won't be successful. So thousands of Yidden will get killed. So that's what that. So let's, to prevent this, he won't do such a thing. L'pikuach nefesh acherim muta lachbel ba'atzmoy. In order to, because nefesh achera mutalach bo ba'atzmoy. Agavuche, there's a maise from the Chazaynish, the Chazaynish, they asked the Shaila, the Shaila was a little different, but let's talk about the Shaila. The Shaila was that someone threw a hand grenade at a kibbutz of Eden, and if the hand grenade would go in its course, Achman of the Son, let's say 20 Eden would get killed. Now this person is Bekayach to push it away. He'll push it away so the 20 Eden won't get killed, but maybe he'll get killed or some people on the side will get killed. Is he allowed to do this? He's allowed, so the Chazanish really declares about killing the other people. If it's similar to a muscle, it's like, it's what Allah loche, ten liyodam, if they come over to, let's say you have 100 Eden and they say either give out one Eid to us and we'll kill him or else we'll kill all of you, the din is you're not allowed to give out a Eid. So he said, there it's different because they're giving out the Eid here, that's called a Maisa Ritziche. Yipshad is not I want that Eid should get killed. I want to rescue the other Eden that the grenade should not fall on them. This is called a Maisa Tzola, not a Maisa Ritziche. Al Kaponim, the Chazanish is Mefakuk, but Al Kaponim, here, the case of the Yamshu Shloime is talking about that, the Yamshu Shloime is talking about that, here, by killing himself, he'll be matzel. Here he's talking about killing, Mamash killing himself, not letting himself get killed. By killing himself, he'll be matzel. Many other Yidden, then such a tzairich is permissible. That's what Yam Shlomo wants to say. And then he says, "V'gam efsha mishum kvoid melech Mashiach Hashem." He says, maybe there was another cheshbon by Shaul. He was Mashiach Hashem. Im yanu v'yevazu oisa yeshchilu Hashem. Al chilu Hashem is a different cheshbon. That was his heter. Aber bekitzer. The Yamshel Shloime learned Pshat in our Taisvis, Amiridike Pshat. I mean, the Taisvis said the three words, but this is how the Yamshel Shloime learned Pshat. Ach es dimchem shahor gesatzme bishvil shumdovo sheyorei. One is not permitted to kill himself. Lamaise Zazoi, he brings down Chilkim, and Lamaise, the Shach in Yeredeye, Simekufn and Zain, Sivkot Nalev, brings down a go smack, who's Amerdik at the Baldas, Kenimi Balitoisis, and this Pasuk brings down the Maise. There was a Rav that the Goyim came and he was afraid they'd shmat all the children. And he went and killed all the children. To be matzel them from shmat. There was another Rav that told him, you're a tzeyach. Because there's a big machlokes apoiskim. And Bemisin, others bring a raya, from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that there were Bochrim in the Svina and they jumped into the Yam and they jumped in and they killed themselves in order that they should be Nitzel not to be Oiva. They wouldn't be Oimed ben Nisoyim. Bekitzer, it's a Moiridike Tumul, but this is Al Kaponim Adi Yam Shoshleim Eloim Pshat and Atoisvitz. Now I'd like to mention one more thing. Tosfos says, V'chein mekarei al meis zel l'tzeirich. We also hear, we're speaking about bal tashchis l'tzeirich. That means a person, remember someone who was very close to him was nifta, and his kareya yoysa midai, more than the aloch is mechayiv. So even though there's a tzeirich, whatever he accomplishes through the kriya, he's not allowed to. That's a tzeirich. Hagavulchid is a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe, Nigras Moshe, Chayshe Mishpat Chaylek Aleph. Iklaz HaShayla, is a person allowed to donate blood to a blood bank for money? I'm not talking about that there's a yid that needs blood. That's really that Shalos and Pikuach Nefoshes. That's what I'm talking about. He's donating blood. There's a drive for blood. The blood could end up. It'll be by a goy. He's donating blood. He's not doing it l'shem shabayim he should give for. He's doing it for money. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva wagon. Thus he says, L'chair, this is Asugya. Tosfos says, Asugya is speaking about that he's chayvul ba'atzmoy l'tzoyrech. She was, that was the case by the Isha, she was mevazes atzmo l'tzoyrech. She wanted good, she wanted to smear the oil on her hair. That was the tzoyrech, but she was mevazes atzmo, and that Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, it's also lach, but she has no right to do. She's not a balabos. She's not a balabos on her covet and on her goof to be chayvelet. So the same thing also is not a balabos. That's what he wants to say in the beginning. Later, Rav Moshe ends up the tshuva by saying as follows. He says, we find that by Zman Chazal, there was a union of Akosas Hadah. It was a very choshev azach. And Chazal held that it was a very healthy action to do. Chazal were encouraged it. So he says, so even though bizmaneinu, we do not hold medically it's something that one should do, but to say that there's no benefit from it, bizman Chazal was a very choshiva thing. To say now was nishtana de teva, that it's only detrimental and there's no benefit on it, no benefit from it, is not mistava to say. So it could be there is some benefit from it, some amils from bet, so it's not called chayvul ba'atzmai. So it's called he's gaining some benefit from it. So he ends up the tshuva, ba'aroitze lahokil ein limchizbay. A person wants to do it, don't make a noise, he wants to do it, let him do it. He's not encouraging him, but ein limchizbay, and he says he's ein limchais by. That's the end of Rav Moshe's psak. Now let us go a little further. So Bekitza, we're in the middle trying to find a Tana who holds also lachbel ba'atzmoi afilu l'tzoyach. The Gemara brought a raya, he's not allowed to be kareya. Oh, one more Tosfos. Oivim mishum bal tashchis. Hod Omer b'moyet koten, Shmuel kora alei. The Rav, let's see on the side, is a different gilse. Treise money, Shmuel tor an Rav, 12 begodim, he was kere. Rabbi Yechne kora alei, the Rav Chanine, Telei saritztali, 13 begodim. The Milsech, Beri Choshevi begodim, Yeshloime de Tzuva merabon an Shani, Vloi hoya, Yoisa midai. There could be, that was a kavodat Torah, that was a different hefsid, it wasn't a hefsid tamazei, but a personal loss, this was a hefsid of the one lost a great Talmud Chochem, but that's not Yosem Midai. Everything has a cheer, but Tzumim Abon, that's not called Yosem Midai. So Bekitzer, so the Gemara made a Kal V'chaymer, so if there's a Yisr of Baal Tashchis, by begotim, about the gevis, there's an issa of al gufay, about the gevis, there's an issa of ashchos, even though it's l'tzorech. So Umo says, no, v'dilma begotim shani, maybe begotim is also, and gufay is muta. The pseida the loyhadahu, if you tear beged, it won't heal. כי הודה רב יוחנן קורי למונה מחבדוסה, ורב חיסדה כתבי מסקי ביני היזמי והיגי מטלילו למונה. So let's first go to the second ראי. The second ראי is a very good ראי. Rav Chisda, when he had to walk through a place that was full of thorns, so he went and picked up his begodim to make sure they shouldn't tear. The begodim won't tear, but the thorns will rip into his skin. So he said the skin will heal. It's painful, but the skin will heal. Mashenken, if he tears his begodim, he wouldn't have another pair of begodim. So Memele, so he was boicher the begodim over his skin. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so how can you bring a raya, Baltashchis, the begodim is, by begodim is an issa Baltashchis, a vada givis is an issa begufa. It could be begodim are more chamba than gufa, because by begodim the hashchose is a hashchose which will remain. And by gufa, we're talking about could be such hashchoses that it won't be meant, it's a temporary thing, so it could be. Begodim are more chomos, he can't make a kal v'chaim. Now, the first raya of the Gemara is, ki hoda Rab Yochanan, kori lemane mechabduse. Now, in Yaakov, in the Chedushi HaGoinim, what is pshat in this first raya? So he brings down habegodim. Rabbi Yochanan called his begodim mechabduse. That means my covet comes through these begodim. These begodim are mechabed me. Perish habegodim mechabdim oisoi. A person becomes mechubet through his clothing. Ukvoi doi toli bebegodov. Alme choshev le begodov. The begodim are very choshev. Alma choshev le begodim. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, it says by Sancherev, the army of Sancherev, they were burnt. So the Pasuk says, V'tachas kivoido yokad yekoid. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Tachas kevoidoi v'loi kevoidoi mamish. Tachas bigdayim nisrefu v'loi bigdayim. So it's very interesting. The Pasuk is telling us when the army of Sancherev got burned. Tachas kevoidoi, underneath his covet, they got burned, they got ruined. But his covet, the covet did not get ruined. That's how the Pasuk speaks about it. Rabbi Yochanan says, I mean, the begodim remain. The person burnt, the begodim remained. So we see how the Pasuk attributes the begodim. The begodim remained. The tachas kvoidai got burnt. So Mamela, so we see could be there's a psagreder chshivis in the begodim than in the gufado. The davoini, the Gemara starts off by saying, Gedulma begodim shani the pseida the loy hodahu. Ki hod Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Lomdus of Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with the Pseidot Loihoda. Rabbi Yochanan Samazay was Machshiv Begodim. He called Abchiz that we see that he said this more, but that Chabolah will heal, Begodim won't heal. Zluz Mistafina, perhaps the Pshat in the Gemara is, V'dilma begodim shani. Begodim is more choshev migufoi. That's kihote Rabbi Yochanan. And the pseidot lehoda is like va'oi. And another thing, it's a pseidot lehoda. There's two svaris why begodim are better. Bekitza, we have no raya from that it is an issa by ashchoses begodim, but there'll be an issa by gufoi. Elahai tanu, the sanye, omar abeloza, rakapo, berevi, mata, muloima, vechipo, olo, miashachot, ala, nefesh. This pasuk is speaking about a nozir. So he needs a kapore, ashachot, ala, nefesh. Vechibi, so abeloza, rakapo said, vechibi, eze, nefesh, chotoze, what nefesh was he chote? Ella shetziyach atzmai min hayayin. This person was restraining himself from wine, so he was metzayach himself, so he needs a kapor. V'loi dvorim kal v'choymer, ma zesh loitzir atzmai ella min hayayin, nikro choytei, metzayach atzmai mikol dover alachas kamo v'kamo. Let us see what Rashi says. Hippo olov benozaksiv, mikodov, ala nefesh mash meshechoto benefesh ha'odom, mikodov ha'mesagiv atzmai betainis. So the Gemara there wants to learn now that if by restraining himself from wine, he's called achoite, that means he was metzayer himself. So what the gibis of a person fails, he's either called achoit, and then he wants to bring right that, Yeshua Betainis is called achoit. So the kids are, so a gemore wants to bring a raya from this, so if it's here atzmi in the ayin is called achoit, so achoit will be atzmi, will also be called achoit. Let us see Taisus. Ela should see her atzmi min hayayin. Lochayre mashme, now from our sugi would seem, the benozer toyer namikoma. The posuk is speaking about a nozer toyer. The Gemara says the avla is kasir atzma min hayayin. That applies by a nozer toyer. Uperg mishoma areini nozer megalech kosover abilazar akapon nozer toyer choyte. It says like that, a nozer toyer is a choyte. Behind the time of the seed crop in nozer tome, I had a posuk is speaking about a nozer tome, Mibneisha Shona Bechet, because it was Shona Bechet. He did a double chet. He was Sir Atzma and he was Metam himself. Behind the pair came the Nidorim. The Gemara says close like that a Nozer Toyer is a Choyte, but the Pasuk speaks about Nozer Tom. He did a double chet. As my other say, because the chippah olav is for the chet of tume, mashachot ala nefesh is setzir atzmei min hayayin. V'tayma, the bepeire kama de noze porech, neziris milse davere. The Gemara says, neziris is an avere. Omrina lei noe. The Gemara is akasha. There it says that if a person, there's a din of yodis neziris ke neziris. And if a person says a loshen, that even though it's not a complete loshen, but from the loshen they understand what his intent is, that's enough to make him into a nozer. So there, the Gemara says a case that a person was holding the hair of a nozer. He said, "Eyeh noe, I'm going to be noe, I'm going to be nice." So we put together his actions and his word. That means he's going to be a nozer. That's what he wants to say. I want to become a nozer. He's holding the hair of a nozer. There's a nozer next to me. He says, I want to be a Noah. I want to be nice. So that means he's a nozer. Frech the Gemara, a nozer is a chayte. How could that loshen tell us I want to be a nozer? The loshen is not massing with the metzias. A nozer is a chayte. Hey, yeah, Noah means a, he's a choyte. Memrina lein, no, the milse, the batem, the bekam, the noze porich, naziris milse da vere. Memrina lein, no, a mishani, a fila rabbeloza, a kapadom, a noze choyte, hani mili tome, a noze tome is a choyte. The aidi, the boy, mister, since a noze tome is soisa, the previous minion, was counting for 29 days and boom, everything goes down the drain. He has to count over again. Maybe or he won't do it again. It was very difficult to do it the first time. Another time, who knows what's going to happen. A nozer tome is a chayte. Avol nozer toyer lav chayte kol. It's not called a chayte. That's what the Gemara says in nozer. No, our sugya seems clear for kel that a nozer toyer is also chaytze tzirat me min hayayin. Va'ima rabbeinu tam, doha to komad lahav a chayte aynu she mitzvo gedoylo min habeir. Now what the Gemara says is not a chayte, that means he's doing an habeir. 100%. But he's doing a mitzvah also. And taking everything together, now you have a mitzvah and an aveira, and it seems they don't blend. He's a mitzvah and an aveira. He has a mitzvah and an aveira. He's doing a mitzvah, but he's doing an aveira also. The mitzvah leader, there's a mitzvah to become another. A person is Raya Saita Bikulkula, it seems that's a Mayradika Zach, Mayradika Loshan, that's Raya Saita Bikulkula means, that means, you see a Saita Bikulkula with a Bizoyan and everything, but it makes a Roshan. She did it. It's wrong and everything, but you see that, she did an Aveira. That somehow makes a Roshan on a person, you know? So it's catchy. He also might become Olol Lihi Koshal in that Chait. So you have to take precautions already. Make sure you have to make Mekabel Naziris that you should. So here Taisva says, Amar Dikazach, that becoming a Nozer, there's a Gevaldik accomplishment, but there's something wrong also. So Taisa says, Mikol Mokim Ktsas Yeshet. The chet doesn't become bottled to the mitzvah. Two things, it's a chet and it's a mitzvah. Midi dahave amisane tainis chaloim b'shabbos. Shekoirin gzar dina. Imur dikazach, a person had a cholom in Shabbos, something Nebuchadnezzar is going to say, chaloimis, which is a message, mina shemayim, that something bad, achmonon islam, will occur with him. So Mamela, if he's Mesane, the Tainus accomplishes something. The Tainus could be Mevatel the Gzeira. V'nifroimi menu Tainus shel Shabbos. But he'll accomplish that the Gzeira will become Botel. But at the same time, he'll be Nenash that he fasted Shabbos. Maita kantai, leisev Tainus letanis. So he has to fast Sunday because he puts it to be Mechapa while he fasted Shabbos. So we see that there could be something that there's toiv in it, but there's ra also. The ra doesn't become bottle b'miyutai. The ra is ra, and the toiv is toiv. They're two different things. In anhoge, he has to recognize both of them. He should take into consideration what he can accomplish with the tainis, but he should realize that he's doing something wrong. And he has to take care of that also. The wrong doesn't become bottle b'miyutai. So memele shahamitzvah gedoyla min avere. V'ochi koma b'nozer. Afilu Rabbi Lezer, the Oma. Nozer choyte, animili nozer, tomei. Shu'ika choyte. So that what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and then nozer, a nozer tomei is an ika choyte. Because he's mischaret and the nazira since it becomes bottle. Abu nazir toyer lechoshim rabbelezer kol kachoyte. Nazir toyer is not such a choyte. Let us just see a little further. A koytzitz netiyosa. Someone is koytzitz, someone else is netiyos. Tony rabbe baba chone kamei derav. Shoyri horakto. Amr de Kamaise. Reuven comes over to Shimon. You killed my shoyr. Netiyosai kitzatzto. You cut off my netiyos. And Shimon tells him, you're right. I sure did. Ata martinilo. You told me I should do it. 10 minutes ago you told me I should do it. Now I did it. He told me you killed my shoyr. Ata martinilo hergai. Ata martinilo kaitzitzoi. Potter. He's Potter. He says, like the Gemara, Om Aloy Im Kain. If you say such a halacha, Shema Shemaim, Im Kain La Shavkis Chay La Biryosa. This is a Shrek Lecha Maise. Every mazik, every dos, Oshlepim, you did it. Yes, you told me to. What did he prove? Did he get any proof? He's just telling him. So Memele, so Kol Kemine. Let us just see Rashi. There's no Rashi over here. Toysus. Let's see. Kol kemineh. Vahod oma becheskes abatim. Haiman denokat magla v'tevila. These are kelim which are used to take off fruit from a deckel. Vama ezel v'agderei ledikla de planya. I'm going, he's walking in the street, he's going to Yenem's field, Yenem's pardes, I'm going to cut off the pears from his deckel. The Zovni Nelly, he sold it to me. Everyone, where are you going? Yeah, you don't have a pardes. I'm going to his pardes, I'm cutting off the fruit. He's mehemot. Lechotzev inish lamegzadikra de lav delay. A person is doing an avot to do it and open and say that, that he sold it to me, and everywhere you're going, you're doing it. He sold it to me. A person does it. It's a psanan tzadi, but it's taka true. A person who wants to do something illegally, he won't do it so openly. Hossam, so Taisa's answers is a difference. Hossam belakitas peiris airi. They're speaking about the kodo peiris. But you're not gzeir, you're not gedami maglava tavila. Shem kli umne shalok day tomorrow. B'derech odem limker peiris. Avalein derech limker adek alokai. So that is something that is a plausible thing. Avalein derech limker adek alokai. Ve'im b'ktitzis adek alokai. Medab avalein ket nargez. Hanak so avalein mabekta like the Muslim perikol and ishboi. Kamarav Nachman Haiman did not get narga, but my ezel vector, the dickle, the plan, you bashkech, the kotel, the shoddy, the marina, who kotle, the vidinish, the gozim, loyobit. The Gemara says, if a person says, I'm in the cut of his deckle, later we found that the deckle was cut off, we don't attribute that he did it. But Al Kaponim, that's the terrace of Taisvis. Taisvis says that there's a difference between something that's rogel to occur, then he's nemontake, but something that's not shriach, that someone should give him permission to kill his shirt or cut off his deckle, there he's not believed.